Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler. Committee Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrera. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Here.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Here. Thank you, Ms. Hatton. Mr. Perry, will you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Morning, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, at this time, I would like to ask our board chair, this is a fun part of the program, to be honest with you. Would like to ask Board Chair Wasowitz and Tim Moore to please complete the swearing-in ceremony.
All right, let's go.
So we have a new student trustee with us here today, and it's Tim Moore. And Tim, we're going to swear you in. So we don't need a Bible, Brian, do we, or anything like that?
No, you do not.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
I think we have to swear on the bylaws. That might be.
Or we have the NIU bylaws or anything. John, come on up and have a seat. Trustee Butler is joining us. And by the way, just Tim, before we swear you in, you may not want to do this, because what happens is once you become a student trustee, John Butler is a former student trustee, and now he's on here. Montel, Trustee Gales is a former student trustee. So sometimes you just will be here for a long time. So you sure you still want to do this?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So you can repeat after me. I, Tim Moore.
I, Tim Moore.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support, preserve, protect, and defend.
Support, preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies of Northern Illinois University.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
That each member of the Board of Trustees.
That each member of the Board of Trustees.
Has and further.
Has and further.
Solemnly swear that I will discharge faithfully.
Solemnly swear that I will discharge faithfully.
My duties as a member of the Board of Trustees.
My duties as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Of Northern Illinois University to the best of my ability.
Of Northern Illinois University to the best of my ability.
You're in.
All right.
Welcome aboard. Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say? Microphone's yours.
I'm very, very excited for this opportunity. When I came here 2 years ago as a freshman, I definitely did not think I would be standing here right now in this position. So I'm just very grateful for everything that I have right now. And yeah, let's have a great year.
All right. Thank you. And for the record, welcome, Trustee Moore.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, may I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved.
Is that yours? Is there a second? That was Trustee Pritchard. So we have a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of adopting the agenda as specified, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? Any abstentions? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 12th, 2022?
So moved. Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of adopting the agenda as specified, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Now it's time for my comments. You can tell I'm excited. I love when school starts, I really do. I would like to welcome everyone here today to our August meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. This is an exciting time of the year at Northern Illinois University. New students started moving into the university housing yesterday, and returning students will move in on Sunday. You can feel the energy and the excitement, and some nervousness too. The faculty and the staff at NIU are all set to help our students start the year off right. Welcome Week, I believe you guys may even affectionately call it Week of Welcome.
Wow, that's right.
Features many activities to introduce students to the campus, from finding their classrooms to taking care of themselves and finding new friends. Student Affairs and our cultural resource centers continue to find ways to engage students and create a sense of belonging. I want to thank all of the volunteers that make these activities possible. Then on Monday, classes begin. That's where the real work starts. Our students will see some new technology and furniture in many of our classrooms as NIU supports new and innovative ways to teach. We all look forward to seeing a lively campus as students go to class, check out the library, and unwind in the Home Student Center. The Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning has several exciting programs planned, including a toolkit to promote active engagement strategies for the first week of class. We're excited about the Faculty Academy on Cultural Competence in Education gets off the ground this fall with sessions designed and delivered by NIU faculty and staff. All of these efforts contribute to the university's goal of reducing equity gaps, removing barriers to student success, and to improve outcomes to all students. I want to thank all the faculty, staff, administrators who prepared our campus with the success, health, and safety of our students, faculty, and staff in mind. Today, we have one action item, a consideration of tenure for two faculty who joined NIU this summer. We have three information items, including the annual list of academic changes and an item about the use of search firms. Today, we also recognize the contributions of 22 faculty who retired in the last fiscal year. These faculty form the backbone of what we do at NIU, educate the future leaders of Illinois, our country, and the world. I want to thank them for their years of service and their dedication to our students and to their disciplines. Finally, we will also hear a presentation from our Chief Diversity Officer and Vice President, Bernice Edgehill-Walden, on shared equity leadership. Dr. Edgehill-Walden will describe a model for NIU that seeks to coordinate and leverage current diversity, equity, and inclusion work to expand its scope and reach at NIU. This model is grounded in research and fits the culture at NIU and springboards with current successes. I look forward to this presentation and to the next stage of the embedding of this critical diversity, equity, and inclusion work at NIU. Before we go into the agenda, I would like to welcome any university committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Brad Krupp, Katie Jangle, Ishmael Montana, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do any of you folks have anything to say to the board today?
Good morning. First, I want to say congratulations and welcome to Trustee Moore. We're excited to have you. We're looking forward to working with you this year and really excited and hopeful for a productive academic year. I want to commend the work of Dr. Edgehill-Walden for her work on shared equity leadership. I've had some very beneficial meetings with that and especially a webinar that just really opened my eyes to a lot of ideas and has been the inspiration for our work on building capacity for shared leadership, which is another group on campus. So thank you, Dr. Edgehill-Walden.
Thank you, Holly, for stealing many of my points. I would like to also congratulate and welcome Trustee Moore. Looking forward to a positive academic year, and thank you to folks who have helped Move In, WOW, and all of these really, really important efforts. Again, welcome to Clint Michael Renault, whose leadership has proved amazing even in these short few months. And a final congratulations to those granted emeritus status.
Does that conclude our comments? Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mr. Perry, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustee bylaws?
Mr. Chair, we do not have any public comment this morning.
Okay, before I proceed, I want to let the record reflect, too, that Trustee Athens has joined us in the meeting. I would like to invite Executive Vice President and Provost Beth Ingram to present the university recommendation.
Thank you, Trustee Gales. I want to reiterate your excitement about the start of the semester. There's an energy on campus when our students and faculty return that reinvigorates everything we do, and the president shared some pictures with me just a few minutes ago about s'mores and esports and students doing artwork in the Home Student Center, and it's really exciting, and it's just the first day, right? A week of welcome is underway, as I just said, with an enhanced set of activities to connect our students to campus and to each other, including the band run tomorrow night, one of my favorite events. We welcomed around 25 new faculty to campus this week, and we're developing new ways to support them as they start their academic careers at NIU. Through our Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning, we've provided resources to faculty to inspire them to make the first week of classes a week of engagement. Throughout the semester, you'll see opportunities for faculty to develop skills, reimagine curriculum, and connect with each other around creating inclusive classrooms and supporting our diverse learners. These opportunities develop through a collaboration between Academic Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Academic Affairs, and specifically CITL, and the faculty who developed FACE, one of whom is with us today, Katie Jekyll.
Two of whom.
Oh, and Joe Flynn. Sorry, I didn't see you in the back corner there, Joe. So Joe and Katie. And supports University Goals 2 and 3. I'll now turn to the agenda. We have one action item today. Item 8.A is a recommendation for faculty tenure at the rank of full professor. The faculty members who joined NIU this summer are Rachel Gordon, Associate Dean for Research and Administration in the College of Health and Human Sciences, and Scott Robinson, the new Chair of Public Administration. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its special meeting on August 18, 2022.
Does anyone have any questions regarding this item? Any statements? Any questions? No? Let me say this before we proceed. Congratulations. I don't want to put the cart before the horse before we vote, but welcome to the university. With that said, may I have a motion to approve agenda item 8A, recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2022-23.
So move, Wozowicz.
Is there a second?
Second, Butler.
Again, is there any discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
I don't think.
Oh, yes. Forgive me. That is critical.
Yes.
At this time, I would like to remind Trustee Moore, and we just spoke about this earlier, that as a student trustee, you are unable to vote on agenda items regarding tenure. Rather than voting yes or no, you can simply vote abstain. Again, we've already reached this. The roll call vote, please, Ms. Hannah.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Garcia?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Deputy Chair Montel
Gales? Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
I abstain.
Board Chair Eric Wozowicz?
Yes.
And with that, the motion carries. Congratulations again. At this point, I would like to ask Executive Vice President Provost Beth Ingram to present the university reports.
Thank you. Item 9.A is the annual listing of changes for fiscal year 2022. In fiscal year 2022, NIU created one emphasis and one specialization, one undergraduate degree program, one certificate of graduate study, and one emphasis, one specialization, and one option were deleted. As a reminder, a degree program is a major, a certificate is a credential that requires fewer hours than a major, an emphasis is a subdivision of an undergraduate major, a specialization is a subdivision of a graduate degree, and an option is used to designate a choice available in completing a particular program. also approved were one degree change, five name changes, and one department merger. The details are listed in the board book. These changes were reported to the IBHE in May. Are there any questions?
Seeing none, let's proceed.
Okay. Item 9.B pertains to the use of search firms for administrative searches. Dean Don Peterson will complete the final year of his appointment in June 2023. I want to thank Dean Peterson for his years of service and leadership for the college. Dr. Susan Kaplan resigned as chair of the School of Nursing effective August 1st, 2022. Due to the critical roles and functions of these positions, NIU will seek the services of search firms to assist in development of a diverse and experienced pool of candidates. Are there any questions?
Again, seeing and hearing no questions, let's proceed.
Item 9.C recognizes the faculty who have been granted emeritus status between July 2nd, 2021 and July 1st, 2022. This item is always bittersweet. The 22 faculty members on this list dedicated their academic lives to NIU, contributing to our research, teaching, and engagement missions. We are proud of their contributions to our students, to their fellow faculty members, and to NIU more broadly. I wish them the best as they start on their next journeys.
Again, any questions regarding this item or any statements that wish to be made? I just want to, yes, yeah. Trustee Orsini.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to echo your words to thank all of the names on this list who have given such a significant part of their lives to NIU and to our students. I had the joy of working with three of the professors on this list in the College of Business. And yes, they will be a big loss. I hope their presence in the college is not lost, though, forever, and that they will stay around and continue to do the great work that they do. But I also just want to echo and thank all of the professors and others who are on this list.
I'd like to say, too, that, you know, when you look at the list and you look at the things or responsibilities that they may be involved in after leaving, they're not gone.
Yeah.
This is just somebody we can pull out from the bullpen when we need a pinch hitter. But we really appreciate the services they provided, and I wish them nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Please continue. Yeah.
Item 9.D is a presentation by Vice President Vernice Edgehill-Walden on shared equity leadership. As Trustee Gales noted, the model that will be presented represents the next step in the evolution of the diversity, equity, and inclusion work that is critical to the mission, vision, and values of NIU. The model is embedded in University Goal 4 to create a shared equity leadership model at NIU that will support our efforts to make meaningful and lasting changes in university policies, practices, and structures that promote and sustain inequity. I am proud of the work that is being done across campus in this regard, my partnership with Dr. Vernice Edgehill-Walden, and I'm looking forward to her presentation.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not using paper today, so I'm going to use my notes on my laptop. Okay, you have the presentation up. Okay, good. So again, good morning. Today I'm going to share with you more of an update of where we are with our shared equity leadership work and the DEI initiatives. I wanted to provide an update on the work directly related to goal one of the university goals, on the overarching goal of shared leadership. This past spring, you might remember that, before I do that, am I switching the slide or?
No.
Oh, just ask you to say next slide. Okay, next slide, that one. Thank you. This past spring, you might remember, I shared this graphic that reflected how we were developing, or at least organizing, our DEI initiatives in alignment with our university goals and aligning it to budget. And this was our beginning model that we were going to use. We started by organizing and aligning the DEI priorities to the university goals, as I said, and the budget, which you will see in this model. However, we knew that we needed to not just align the work to budget, but that we needed a framework so that we could advance the work and to make sure that the work that we're doing goes beyond ADEI. Next slide, please. So let me provide a little bit of background before I say a little bit more about this model of how and why we think that the shared equity leadership model is the best approach for NIU. So since the last time we talked, I presented, and today actually, between March and August of this year, I was invited to attend the American Council on Education Equity Learning Circle. The Equity Learning Circles are 4-week learning opportunities for CDOs, deans, DEI practitioners, facilitated by American Council on Education, which we know as ACE, staff and researchers, where each institution can present a case study of what is needed as what we would think or would provide, what we think would need insight, we would like insight on related to advancing DEI goals at our respective institution. My case study was on how we could build the capacity and engage more of our campus in advancing the DEI short and long-term goals as reflected in our university goals and all of the other work that we are doing related to those goals. After presenting our case study, many of the practitioners and the ACE researchers were very impressed with our progress and offered additional time for me to meet with the researchers to provide recommendations on how NIU could advance this work in a more efficient and effective way. After spending time with the researchers, it was clear that the shared equity leadership model that you see on this slide was the best framework for us to do this, to organize our work around. The shared equity leadership model that you see was developed, as I said, by the American Council on Education and the University of Southern California researchers, and it is a research-based model that is developed to engage more people in DEI work on college campuses. And we believe that this model will give us greater momentum and coordination of our work. This model is founded on 3 attributes, which you see in this model, in this slide. The first one is a personal journey. We may not all have the same level of understanding around DEI, but this model allows for everyone to really come in where they are, where they can see themselves in this work, and that there's always an ongoing opportunity for learning and self-awareness. There's also a strong commitment to values related to DEI. There are a shared set of values that we may not all have all of those values at the same time, but we can use and benefit from each other's work and understanding around those values as we continue to do this work. And then there are practices. And the practices are a core set of foundational thoughts that they believe we must adopt in order to continue to do this work. And most importantly, regardless of where a person is on their DEI journey or understanding of the values and practices, that the core essential understanding is that we must put students at the center of this work. Next slide, please. The elements of that model have 6 principles. And the 6 principles are about building trust and cultivating positive relationships. How do we work together to promote continuous learning and awareness? It welcomes disagreement and tension, which sometimes is important for us to get this work to move forward. And it sets expectations for long-term goals. It commits to transformational outcomes and structural changes. And it also challenges the way that we've always done things. It was clear when I read these principles that we needed to really adopt this model because much of that is who we are as an institution. Next slide, please. The model and the principles that I just discussed definitely align with our values and how we operate as an institution. It certainly puts students at the center. We will be able to engage our leadership, commissions, committees, councils, shared governance groups for us to work together. It also allows us to facilitate cross-sectional teams of communication and advance the DEI goals related to students, faculty, and staff more visibly. Next slide, please. In addition to the model, the researchers also recommend 4 different structures depending on the type of institution that you are. For today's discussion, I'm going to focus on 2 of those structures, which is the hub and spoke and bridge model. Next slide, please. So currently we are using, without naming it, I think when I started here, I didn't think we had a name for it, but it's, they would consider what we, our current model of being, as being the hub and spoke. The hub and the spoke model is typically led by the chief diversity officer. There's a division like ADEI that is part of that hub, and that the work that we're doing across campus is providing those, the spokes, the resources to the campus. Our current structure relies heavily on central staffing and resources to be successful in advancing all of the goals and all of the initiatives that we're doing. And this is actually how we begun, but we are evolving in the work that we're doing. And so it was really important for us to figure out how we can engage more people and elevate more visibility to the work and increase accountability across the institution. So in the bridge model, there is a, this may be hard to see on the presentation, but there's actually 2 groups in the bridge model. Both teams are working together. There's a ground level, which we like to call the foundational level, and then there's the senior level. And these groups are working together, and they're developing shared targets and goals annually in alignment with university goals. This bridge model would allow for us to provide annual progress reports as developed together to measure progress on the shared goals, and in a format of a dashboard or a discussion and a dashboard about where we are, addressing themes and issues and barriers that might have come up. The ground level team really speaks to the senior level team as the initiatives get rolled out to understand how the progress is being made and if there are any barriers or ongoing themes that need to be addressed or informed by future goals. There's also regular monitoring that goes on through this bridge model that really allows us to engage more than just ADEI in this work. We believe that creating what we are calling this hybrid model would allow for us to really maintain the DEI resources that we have and we use for training and professional development through the hub and spoke model, but to also add on the bridge model, which would give us allow us to build capacity. Next slide. So the benefits of both of these, as I've just talked about, allow for us, to maintain the training and professional development programs and services, but also allows us to build capacity around accountability, long-term goal setting, and monitoring of progress. As our hybrid structure, next slide please. As our hybrid structure and national research evolves on this work, we will be sharing ways the community can see themselves even more so in advancing equity through this model at NIU. Nationally, according to the ACE researchers, we are leading because many institutions are truly not ready to implement this shared equity leadership model. And we are positioned to do so. We are also learning because this is new information and new research in higher education, and it's really exciting to be at the cutting edge of it. Shared equity leadership researchers continue to develop additional components of this model, and in the next year, there will be new research and new reports that will offer recommendations on accountability strategies, addressing and honoring the emotional labor that goes into this work, and also strategies for developing roles and responsibilities in this model. NIU will have access to not only the reports, but continued access to the shared leadership, shared equity leadership researchers, and also will have access to the network of other national DEI leaders at similar institutions that are leading this work. And I will say this is a very small number of institutions, some of which are University of Richmond, Rutgers University, University of Utah. Very small number of institutions, but they are really looking at different ways to enhance this model. And they all are using different aspects of the model. This is what we believe would work for us. This network and research will help us benchmark and also assess our work and the model for us to have some continuous quality improvement as we continue to move this forward. We are really excited about the opportunity to continue to engage our campus and to be a part of the ACE Equity Network of Leaders and Researchers. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
Eric? Yes, Trustee Wadsworth.
Hey, Bernice. Thanks.
Hey.
Thank you for the
phone on here. So I'm kind of curious. So you went to the ACE group here, and I'm wondering from your perspective, how do we rate with the other universities? And because I think we were one of the first universities to have a chief diversity officer, so I always view us as leaders. I know in Illinois we are, but how are we nationally, from your perspective?
So, you know, when you're in the thick of the work, you don't always look up to see what else is happening. But when I had the opportunity to meet with the researchers, the reason why they gave us so much more time outside of the equity circle was because they were truly amazed at the work and the progress that we've made. And that they did say that we are one of very few institutions that are really ready to get to this level. So I think, you know, we're not perfect. We have a lot to do. But we, I think we are one of the leaders in doing this work. And not just doing DEI and having DEI initiatives, but really looking about how we can institutionalize the work and how we can hold more of the campus and the community accountable for the work. the accountability piece from meeting with my other colleagues has always been the struggle. And so this model really emphasizes how you can really engage people and create more accountability. And many of the institutions are still trying to figure out how to define DEI, what that looks like. Is there a commitment at the senior leadership level or board level? And we have that already. And so I think that primes us to be able to dig a little bit deeper in this work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trustee Barsima.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. I would tell you the DEI, well, I don't need to tell you, but I would tell the audience, the DEI is woven into the fabric of everything we do in terms of our mission, our values here at the university. Extremely, extremely important to the to our success here as we go down the road. I was going to make the comment about accountability, and so you beat me to it. But just to emphasize the point, I think that we need to understand how do we weave accountability into this and hold people accountable. For whatever their responsibility is as a part of this program. And I think that the other thing is this gives us a very unique opportunity to weave the DeKalb Sycamore community into our DEI programs and our DEI efforts. So I really continue to encourage you and your team to look for ways to integrate the community into what we're doing here on our campus. I will tell you that we are a leader in the country because there's a couple of other DEI groups that I'm a part of, as you know, and I constantly hear NIU and hear you and your team come up in our discussions. So we are a role model. You are a role model. So thank you, and thank your team, and thank everybody on our campus who is a part of this effort. It's extremely important to everything we're doing.
Thank you. And can I speak a little bit to the community piece? So we are actually doing a lot around belonging and working with the community and actually the city. It's a strong partner in this. And it's been a work in progress, but I think that what I have seen, and I've been in DeKalb for 8 years now, that there's a willingness and a commitment to really wanting to do more around what it means to belong in DeKalb. And I would, at maybe another point, or share some information with you all around the work that that faculty, especially in VPA, have been doing to build curriculum around how do we engage concepts of belonging around photography and videography. We have partnerships with WNIJ actually a traveling exhibit that really talks, that we've been able to interview people around the city to ask what it means to belong in DeKalb. And they've been very pretty powerful stories. Perhaps maybe we can do the traveling exhibit here one board meeting so that you can see that. So it's not perfect, but we are a work in progress, and believe that that's really important.
Thank you.
So.
Trustee Butler.
Thank you for your presentation, and obviously I'm been a long time supporter of your work since the institution engaged in a rather comprehensive study that ultimately led to you being brought into the campus community. I'm wondering if you could zero in a little bit more on centering or having efforts center students' needs. And you know, maybe I'm looking for an example just to sort of provide an illustration for the board as to how that gets done and what that means.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we actually started our equity work doing that. And so I would say around, all the years are coming together for me, but I would say that early on when we started doing the DEI work, we started looking at what does it mean to be equity-minded? What does it mean as an institution to really think about how to give different students or all students what they need, and they all may not need the same thing? And so we started, that work was really grounded in how we supported or how we elevated the work around equity gaps in student success. And then we shifted from not just looking at classroom success, but what policies and practices and procedures that may be barriers to students, to our students. And so when we think about how we put students first, one of the things that I've often asked people when we have a policy that could be a little prickly for our students, is this a federal law, a state law, or is it an NIU policy? Because if it's an NIU policy, it can change. And it can change if we put students first and think about how they are experiencing it. And so I would say the way that we have addressed our test-free admissions process, the way in which we have opened up merit scholarships and our honors programs to students without needing test scores, all of those things are ways in which we have, and we were a leader in doing that before everyone else is doing it now, that said we are committed to making sure that students have what they need. And that's what equity is about. And so it's through those policies that, that's how it started. Then we have an equity statement that really reinforces that, that basically says that we are committed to looking at barriers that impede student success. And so what does that mean? That means that we have to really examine all that we do and say, is this really working for the betterment of our students? That would be one of mine.
Can I just add to that? Vernice, you gave a very accurate depiction of how we looked at an equity mindset, developed an equity statement, and a wonderful history of our focus within academic affairs on student success. And I just want to make the point to the trustees that divisions across the university have really adopted an equity mindset with students at the centers. And just a couple of examples of that are the way that administration and finance looked at our billing cycle and how when we expected things to be due and how we used those due dates to limit students' access to services on campus didn't work for students who were low income, who needed their summer jobs to earn money, who needed their parents to accrue money, and they changed the billing cycle. And they removed a barrier to students being able to access our services while they were accruing the resources needed to pay off their bursar accounts. We had student affairs, and I see Kelly Olson here as well as Vice President Renaud. Student affairs said, is the way our student conduct policy is worded really providing the best learning experience for students who make mistakes, as students always do? And they have spent a year looking at how to improve that policy. So the student-centeredness has been not just within academic affairs, but across other areas.
Agreed. And there's more, and I think that we will continue to do that, using that statement and that definition of equity as a guidepost for us.
Trustee Atkins?
Thank you again for your presentation. And you and President Freeman kind of answered my question as far as, you know, what are the benchmarks or the tangible things that we look at? But I'd still probably like to say, what is your measure of success and how do we see how we're moving forward and what gains we've made and where we still have to go? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, how do we make it extremely tangible? And you've done it by providing examples of what we're doing, but big picture, it's like, where are we going?
So I think where we're going is really all of the different initiatives that you saw, the university goals that are in, that embed DEI. Mm-hmm. I think where we are going is to make sure that everyone does see themselves in this equity work, not just as an equity work, but as the work of this institution, right? And that for me, success would be that everything that we do, every single thing that we do has equity and inclusion and belonging in that, everything. And it's just a natural part of who we are. Now, I think when we look at student success, we know that if all of our students are doing well and they are thriving, that's a measure of success. Mm-hmm. They're being recruited, they are retained, they're being retained, and that they are they're getting that information about who we are and what we believe in is really a part of who we are. They see that as a part of who we are as an institution. I think that is also another measure of success. I also think our hiring practices and our the ability to retain faculty and staff around those same principles are also another measure of success.
If I could just add to that, you know, I think when we see that our practices anywhere in the university are yielding inequitable outcomes, we interrogate them to find out why and if there's something we can do. And then the success is indicated by creating more equitable outcomes. And those early progress and key progress indicators are the ones that we evaluate the university on with respect to the university goals in many cases. So Vernice spoke to student success. It's about, are students passing their first courses, their courses that tend to have high failure rates in the first year? Are the outcomes in those courses equitable? First year fall-to-fall retention, looking at graduation and persistence rates. But then in addition to those quantitative measures, I think you have to look at qualitative data. You need to look at the climate surveys that we're doing. And, you know, if everybody's graduating and they're having a miserable experience, we're not actually achieving our goal. And so that's another aspect of it. With respect to our faculty becoming more reflective of our general population and, more importantly, our student population? Is faculty hiring yielding the diversity that we want? Are our reward systems allowing those faculty to thrive? Are those faculty staying with us? And the same for staff, who are equally important to the university. And so I think that those are the kinds of indicators that we put on a scorecard and talk about with the trustees all the time that we want to look at.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Again, thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for your and the staff commitment to this.
Thank
you. It is our commitment to this is one of the things that makes me most proud to be a trustee of this university.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Can I just introduce Joe? So you all heard about the Faculty Academy for Cultural Competency and Katie Jekyll and Joe Flynn, they mentioned, have been spearheading this. I also wanted to just have the board, I think you know Katie, but you may not know Joe Flynn. So Dr. Joe Flynn is a faculty member here, but as of, what's today? Tuesday.
Thursday.
As of Tuesday, today's Thursday. He is now our Executive Director for Equity and Inclusion. We'll be working with me directly and the provost on advancing cultural competency work for faculty more specifically. Now, I have to tell you that Joe and Katie both have doing a lot of that, but now he will be doing it full time. Yay! So, thank you. All right.
Any more questions from our trustees? I'll let the record reflect to the trustee Herrero has arrived as well.
Okay.
Thank you for a very, very good presentation, very
knowledgeable
presentation. Thank my board members, too, for some very thoughtful questions and comments. With that said, are there any more matters to come before this committee? Hearing none, the next meeting date will be November 10th, 2022. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Athos.
Ms. Hammond, would you please take a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Versima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. We will reconvene the Research and Innovation, Legal, and Legislative Affairs Committee at 9:30. Thank you.